This is KPL Library Podcast with episode
one of good, what makes a bad anime good and a good anime bad.
My name's Ayed, and I'm here with my friend Titus. Remember to buckle your seats because it's going to be one hell of a ride.
Hey, I thought it was all over.
The first anime we're going to be talking about is Berserk.
Yeah, Berserk 2017 with the most god-awful, nightmarish animation I have ever seen since, I don't know, maybe like those, those like children's cartoons
yeah.
I would watch.
Yeah.
6 years
oh
old.
Oh my god. And Johnny, they completely Johnny. Ruined the whole story. Like, it actually was like kind of disappointing.
Yes, they ruined the entire story. But also, like, what are they exactly like? Cut out Berserk.
I think they cut out a whole like character that like was, well, she wasn't that important to the plot, but it was like comic relief, you know, to make this depressing series even a little bit better, you know.
I mean, like, yeah, you do need like a comic relief for like a depression show.
Definitely.
Because like, imagine if it was like, my girlfriend died. She got shot in the face. I mean, it doesn't happen in Berserk. That does not happen in Berserk.
But then like that character would be like, I think. It would be like, at least she didn't get shot in the stomach. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look on the bright side.
And at least she wasn't R.
Okay. Okay. Let's move on.
We're not going to get demonetized.
I digress.
Demonetized.
Yeah. And another disappointing aspect is the looks, the CGI. Berserk
yes.
has one of the best, like, manga artists ever. Which unfortunately passed away, I think, a few years ago.
He passed away in, like, I think it was, like, 2019 on, like, May 2nd or something. But
yeah.
I don't really know. But, yeah, like, the art is so good. Like, yeah. The amount of detail, like, the author, like, put into, like, the artwork was so, like, unimaginable. Like, there was times where, like, he would, like, bring his stuff to the editors. And his editors were like, okay, you could just give it to us. It's fine. It's perfect.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if they can miss this small detail. You don't need to do it. He's like, no, I must put the detail into my artwork. Because if you won't,
overworked like crazy. It was actually insane.
Yeah, there is actually a term in Japan called, I think it's called kuroshi or something, but like called death by overwork.
Damn,
and I think
okay.
over like 1 in 3 workers in Japan like
face
kuroshi and stuff like that.
But
so,
yeah. So, like, when you see that beautiful, like, manga artwork and then you switch to, like, the anime, it's just really, like, jarring.
It's very, very crappy. But also, how did you feel about the movie?
Ooh, the movie? Was it the one with, like, the 2D animation?
Yeah, it was the 2D animation.
Yeah. That one wasn't that bad, but, like, clearly they could have done better. It's just kind of, you know, eh.
Yeah, it was kind of eh. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, I liked it more than the actual anime.
Yeah.
I mean, I never really watched the Berserk anime. The 2017
yeah.
one, because like,
neither
why would I
mean,
ever like consume myself
yeah,
to watching something?
Yeah.
So
I'm not gonna waste my time watching
from
that.
Satan's butthole. Guys.
Yo, okay,
from
yeah,
from Satan's butthole.
Yeah,
that's where it belongs. That's where it comes from, and
I don't
know. And stuff like that. So yeah,
it's just kind of eh. And the original anime that was like actually like animated, not CGI, was let's just say it looked like a slideshow. Animation was really bad.
I've been like, I like the 90s style, but like, I guess I'll watch it and stuff like that. Yeah.
It's just, it was good, but like, it ended off in a really bad mark. The production was pretty eh. Barely any budget.
Is this for the CGI one or this for the 90
one?
This is
the 90s one.
This is a 90 one?
I mean, both the budgets were pretty eh for both.
But if I was going to pick one or the other, I'd rather choose the 90 one.
Yeah, definitely.
I wonder, what does Guts of His voice sound like dubbed in the
90s? It sounds a lot better. Plus, the music is actually pretty good in that anime.
Yeah.
The iconic Guts theme is from there. that one is so good, too. that one.
I mean, I listened to, like, Forces or something. That's the one I listen to. I have that one in my playlist. I have like the new. I have like the remix one or something.
Like the soundtrack's really good, but it's kind of disappointing.
Yeah. Disappointing in the animation. Yes. And speaking of more animation, the next anime we will talk about
is Naruto.
Naruto.
I guess technically Boruto, but you know.
Yeah, technically Boruto, but like we don't talk about Boruto. Oh.
Ah,
Naruto, my very first anime. It was also your first.
Also
anime,
my first. It was. It's really, really good. And especially like before, like Shippuden, it was one of the best animes.
Yeah, it was made like the big free one, the best of all time. Yep. I mean, like I liked it like everything before the Pain arc, but then I mean, there were some problems before the Pain arc and stuff, especially in Shippuden. But like still, I guess I still kind of liked it. But then like after that, I was like.
Yeah. It was disappointing. The war arc is really the reason why it was bad. Way, way too much filler. I think like almost 50% of Naruto is just filler.
Yeah, like 256 episodes out of 520 episodes are filler. You could just blame Madara for the infinite Tsukuyomi. he's the strongest anime villain for just doing the ultimate move.
Yep.
Infinite filler.
In fact, when it was like releasing, like I think weekly, it was a whole year of just filler. So that was just crazy.
Yes. Oh yeah. Now let's talk about Madara. Now, honestly, I mean, like, I liked Madara, but he barely really had that much significance into like the plot a little bit. I mean, I thought he was cool and stuff.
There's a lot of build up for him. It's just it sucks that like the whole ending of his character.
Yeah, the whole ending of his character, like, dumb. This guy was destroying everybody, destroying like literally just killing Naruto, killing Sasuke. Oh yeah, by the way, spoilers. It's too late now to say so.
Yeah.
But like he's been like going behind him. Everyone's been going behind him, like I'm gonna get him from the back, and he's like, hell no, dude. But then out of nowhere, stupid mother flipper. Inside of Obito's body is just like, I got you.
And the fact is, he's not even that strong. He's super weak compared to Madara. Yet, like, Madara is just like, oh, oops, I accidentally got hit.
Oh, no, I got hit. Even though my clone's in, like, another form of space-time. Gonna stop
it. Barely know anything about Kaguya to really make her some sort of, like, threat or anything. It's just so, like, boring. There's barely any sort of, like, ties. At least with Madara, like, you know, he's been planning this whole time. Like, he should, like...
But actually, I planned it the entire time.
It's like just casual Aizen, you know?
Aizen. Oh, yeah. Who do you like better, personally? Do you like Aizen or do you like Madara better?
I feel like Madara. Actually, no, Aizen's better. I don't know. He's a better character. But I don't know. I say this. The problem doesn't fix in Barto. It's even worse.
Barto. My least favorite. Beyblade sequel, guys. I mean, even calling it a Beyblade sequel is terrible, guys.
It's disappointing.
It's very, very disappointing. First of all, I hate, like, even, like, the side characters in Naruto didn't do, like, anything. Like,
side characters in Naruto is actual trash.
Actual trash. Like, at least they were, like, likable in the first, like, parts of Naruto.
Yeah, definitely.
But then these ones are just flat cardboard. Not even cardboard.
Yeah, they're literally just
dirt.
Duplicates. They're genuinely duplicates of the older characters.
They're just definitely duplicates.
And the older characters are super boring, so, like, if you make a duplicate of a boring character, like, it's just gonna be boring.
And also, like, it feels like they just nerfed Naruto and Sasuke down level one crooks.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so Rock Lee, right? You told me about this. Like, he can use the eighth gate, which could like
one
kill
of the strongest
Mondo,
powers.
And then like he gets killed.
Yeah, just
by
one shot,
by a kindergartner.
Yeah, just casually like one shot. It was so dumb. Like, if that was like Guy and it was Naruto, like my Guy would actually like, you know, activate the eighth gates, actually try to fight. But, like, bro did nothing. He just, like, flopped.
He was like, oh, I've been hit. I'm dead. Suck a rock, Rock Lee.
Go suck a pebble. Like, almost every single old character, it was completely nerfed in this new, like, Baruto series, which I can understand why. They're trying to give, like, you know, the shine light on the new characters. But, like, these guys have been training their whole life. You can't just disregard that. You can just throw that in the garbage. It's just
I hate the most thing I hated the most is when Kurama died, and then when Sasuke lost his freaking eye. Was that necessary though?
Yeah,
was it necessary to get one from the homeboy? Was it necessary to get one from like the second best Uchiha?
Yeah.
Was it necessary? Was it necessary to take his coolest eye? Like, he could just grow it back.
Like, I understand it because, like, they're trying to nerf the, you know, super strong characters to, you know, give way to the new characters. But it was just such a dumb way, and it felt so unnecessary.
And
it felt, like, unbelievable, too. Like, how can Baruto take the strongest Sharingan from... Like,
yeah, strongest Renegon Sharingan of all time. Also,
from Sasuke.
I mean, like, I was also kind of, like, disrespectful to their hard work. And Shippuden or something like that.
He can literally teleport, and he got caught by, like, a middle schooler.
Yeah, teleport, destroy entire, like, meteors the size of, like, Texas.
Just casually, too.
Yeah, and just destroy them. And then he's like, oh, first grader stabbed me in eye. I'm freaking dead. Yeah. Oh no, I need medic.
It makes no sense.
He's dying. Honestly, dude, the freaking, like, I was gonna say it was like, Boruto parody things or Naruto parody things are funnier than the actual show.
And also the animation, like, it dips so much. Like, obviously for, like, the main fighting scenes, it's, like, really, really good. But for, like, the casual, like, you know, talking scenes, it dips down so badly. Like, this is, like, terrible.
It's like, you can, like, you know those, like, things where, like, they animate the mouth? Like, it's, like, they see this image and it's, like, a puppet mouth. It's, like,
oh, yeah. Oh,
like, God. And it's, like, hello, I'm Kermit the Frog here.
It's actually so, like, ugh.
He's like, Boruto again. It's like that, right?
For a series this big, it should not have this, like, terrible animation. It's just kind of sad. Like, okay, where's this Demon Slayer animation when we need
it? Yeah, where's this Demon Slayer animation? Where's this Fate? Where's this...
Fate, oh yeah.
Come on, like, Fate has good great animation. Yeah. Like, unlimited budget. It's a $4.5 billion.
Why does it have unlimited budget? Like,
it basically does.
I've never heard someone talk about that. They're billionaires.
It's worth billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Billions beyond billions. I mean, One Piece is also worth billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Like, I searched up, it's like $25 billion, and the animation, like, in the earlier days was like, why?
I mean, like, One Piece does what, like, Naruto does wrong, where, like, they can actually continue the story and make it good. And not only that, but the characters are still, like, relevant.
Yeah, the characters
are
still, like, relevant instead of, like...
Like, being, like, trash and
kid. Like, trash, like...
trash
like,
father.
Like, if you're gonna, like, take top 10 Naruto characters and put them against, like, I mean, like, the One Piece verse top 10. Yeah. I mean, like, maybe they could win, but then when you get out of the top 10, you got things like Kiba.
Yeah, it's disappointing.
What? Oh, I can't remember, guys. Neji. I mean, human meat shield.
Like...
human meat shield.
There's, like, the top 5 characters that are, like, super strong and everything could actually pose a challenge, and then after that, it's just disappointing. It's just, you know, normal characters.
Yeah, just beyond normal characters. That's why Seven Warlords beats
Akatsuki. Yeah, any day of the week.
Like, any day of the week.
I don't think anyone
like
was
imagine, like,
saying anything about that.
Yeah, like, imagine, like, people being like, no! The what am I talking about? The Akatsuki destroyed the Seven Warlords. No.
I hate the fact that people still are, like, debating, like, whether, like, the One Piece verse beats the Naruto verse. Like, of course it does.
The One Piece beats... In my opinion, like, the One Piece verse could beat, like, Naruto verse.
I mean, unless, like, the Naruto verse gets, like, everyone in a full Genjutsu, it's not gonna, like, beat anyone, okay?
Yeah, it's not gonna beat anybody, yeah. Also, like, yeah. So, yeah. So, that was Boruto, and that was, like, a tangent on Fate and...
yeah.
We kind of went off topic. The One Piece
But we got our point across. So, Naruto is just, you know, not that great anymore. And it used to be so good.
Well, that's it for today's podcast. For all the music credits, they go to Ian James, Swaggy B, Level, and Typo Star, respectively. Hope you enjoy listening to the podcast. See ya.